Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Ready, Rhett?
Are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 238. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
This is Lil.
Wow.
This
is Glee.
Rhett.
What's up, fellas?
Fuck all.
How's it going?
A bunch of shit's up, dude.
Yeah.
Which, you got a bunch of shit going, dude? Yeah, dude. You know, there's an impeachment process going down.
We don't talk about that shit, dude.
Nah, dude.
That's too political, dude.
Yeah, capitalism, dude. Fucking consumerism running rampant on Black Friday.
Oh, you like that one, huh?
No, I don't like that one.
he was really going for it for a second there.
Yeah. Oh my god, Matt!
Yeah,
you're getting over the plague,
dude. I'm fucking dying, dude. That sucked. I've been fighting like a viral stomach thing for like 4 days. I'm still gonna go to work tonight. I'm supposed to be off work for a week, and I'm just like, nah, dog. I need that money.
Gotta get that Skrill.
Fuck yeah! I'm not buying anybody Christmas presents, but I need that money. Yeah. That's what's up.
You got some sort of stomach virus from tacos, right?
Dude, I don't think it was from tacos. I think it was from the Chinese food place, and I'm not going to throw that place under the bus because I'm totally going to fucking eat there again.
But I respect that you're like, you know, switching up and blaming the Chinese for something.
You know what? It was the
Well, I mean, seriously.
Topical.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, I felt bad that the Mexicans get blamed for everything.
Well, fuck.
No, cuz we went to Mexico on Saturday and like I didn't get my symptoms until like Tuesday night. So I ate Chinese food on Tuesday night. So I'm thinking it was the fucking Chinese food.
Just cleaned you out.
Dude, it sucked, man. Like first my guts felt like it was a towel being wrung out. And then like that lasted for like a day. And then my head started fucking
pounding.
He's like,
but these pounds, these are coming off.
Dude, I lost like 6 pounds in the first day. First day, dude. I've been stuck at like 228. I dropped down to 222.
That's
like E. coli.
What was your vague post today where you said 150?
Of sobriety.
Oh, so it was a vague post.
Yeah, it was more of like a milestone for me. Like just when I know, like I see it, I know like that's
when you look back at
that was
1 year ago, you'd be like, damn, I was an idiot and I posted 150.
Hey, you know what? Like even if I drink tomorrow, I made it 5 months so far. So
my longest stint was 6 months and that sucked.
Yeah, I think I've done 6 months before. Like when
I think we did it together. Like for the first time. Yeah,
it was when I first started losing weight, where I was just like, I'm not going to do alcohol. But then it was for like, you know, weight loss. Like now it's because I fucking cracked my heat open.
this is why I'm different than you guys, because it took me 7 years of attempts to get over 90 days. Oof. And now I'm sitting here still. So that's...
You're still alive.
It's the over 90... This is the one time over 90 days.
Or not in jail.
And it's 5 years and some change, you know?
Jeez, man.
Yeah, mine is more of like defiance than anything.
Well,
like,
for sure, yeah.
George is like, oh, you can't do it. Oh, you're going to have a drink next week? I'm like, I'll fucking show you.
I have never done that to you. I'm never like, oh, pussy drink.
Yeah, I mean,
No. I always ask because...
Check the tapes.
I always ask because I'm curious. I'm never like... Come on, drink.
It's more of like, how long are you quitting for this time? 3 weeks?
Well, I get it though. Fucking, you know, you miss your drinking buddy.
I mean, he can do whatever he wants.
Now I mean, like, I do miss it sometimes, you know, like in like the
drink by yourself.
Yeah. I'm all still doing that.
That's tight.
I miss it in the social gatherings, but you know,
at the gathering.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. I do want to get like hammered on the show and just be a fucking complete ass a lot of the time, which would be really fun. So if I could limit it to just recordings, that'd be great. But like,
you can't.
I don't see that happening.
That's the problem. Yeah.
That would be no fucking fun. Limiting anything with drinking sucks. Yeah. That's why to limit yourself.
Yeah. That's why I crack my heat open.
Yeah. Well, have you seen anything in the past week and a half?
I've seen a lot of my insides on the outside. Okay. And that's about it.
All right. Brett?
I saw a shitload of stuff.
Anything good?
I even brought fucking notes here. Well, first I wanted to cover, there's this series called The Last God. It's a comic book series. I finished off Deceased. I mentioned that on the previous thing. It's the DC zombie crossover.
Deceased.
A couple of our listeners went and checked it out. They liked it very much. And then I'm still getting the Doctor Doom Marvel ongoing is fucking cool. Issue number 2 came out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's kind of a lot going on in it, but we'll see how it wraps up or where it's going. But The Last God, DC has this thing. It's DC's Black Label. And so it's
black label DC. Well, is that good?
It's fucking it's heavy stuff. And this is a dark fantasy horror series that has nothing to do at all with Superman or any DC universe. Completely original. And it's pretty hardcore shit. Basically, the first issue came out last month, and it is written by a guy named, I have to look this up because I don't know it by heart yet, Philip Kennedy Johnson. Apparently, he's well. He did Jim Henson's Power of the Dark Crystal.
His name is Philip Johnson.
Yeah. Last Sons of America. I don't know what that is, but Jim Henson's Power of the Dark Crystal. Either way, he's a fantasy writer, and the artist is named Ricardo Federici. He's done Aquaman and Dark Knight's Metal. But basically, this land Kainanun, they destroyed this last god at the edge of the void, like 30 years prior, and it has this thing called the Plague of Roses or the Plague of Flowers. Where like the plant life fucking infects people and it gets all like the thing and shit and fucking awesome. That's anyway, tight. The 30, people have begun to doubt that this ever happened, and it turns out the thing's returning slowly. And it's a standard fantasy premise, but it's like just one issue in. The art's fantastic and the characterizations are great. And it's definitely on the horror side with cool. with the monsters and the body transformations and everything. So it just started, and it's off to a pretty fucking cool start. So I'd recommend it to people who like fantasy and dark fantasy particularly. So that's comic stuff. I saw Knives Out, which is the new...
heard good things?
I wasn't... I have to be honest, and this never happens. I saw a 9:15 showing. I went with Sophia. Hi, Sophia. I saw 9:15 showing. After 30 minutes... My body said, I'm a head out.
Nope, I'm out.
Dude, did you finish it?
Dude, I was fucking so... I woke up and was like, nope. And fuck, I was snoring in that motherfucker.
9:15 p.m. or a.m.?
9:15 p.m. But dude, here's the thing. So I can't like give it... But what I saw, like immediately... Look, it's got a great cast. And it's got Daniel Craig against type. Like meaning he's not playing some suave dude. Like he's playing an investigator with a southern drawl, which is interesting. Chris Evans is against type because he's an asshole. It's got this big good cast. It's Rian Johnson, but it's this like classic whodunit type thing, Agatha Christie type thing. But everything felt so. It's very densely plotted and structured and all that stuff. The house looks very ornate, but everything just felt
kind of falls flat.
Well, I don't know, but it just felt to me felt completely synthetic. And everyone's talking about how it like drags the whodunit into the 21st century. I guess they're talking about because there's a kid who's in the alt-right and he's on his phone. It's like, oh, now the
alt-right is on their phones.
Yeah. Like, it's like, God damn, dude. Like, you know, it's a little on the nose. There's a lot of, I want to talk more about it, but I fucking fell asleep. And when I woke up, I was just, and then, you know, Sophia's reaction was pretty lukewarm.
Hi, Sophia.
Yeah. But it's getting ridiculous reviews.
I've heard.
Yeah, what's his name? Cthulhu Christ was raving about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, this is.
Honestly, I think he's a little nicer than me too.
It's the divide,
really.
Yeah, I think he gave what he said was fair. I just
didn't care to see it. I'm like, oh, this is Clue.
No, yeah, it's Clue.
This is Clue, yeah. 2019.
Well, this is a film that I think it rides on the characters, and the actors are good, but I did not give a fuck about the characters. This is not like, you know, this is a character piece.
Embrace the dark side.
Well, that's it. Matt care always about says
any
that.
Characters.
I didn't give a fuck about these characters. I really didn't. And that cast, you should give a fuck, yeah. You know? But again, did I watch the whole thing? No, I was fucking out. And that never happens.
I mean, the idea that Rhett fell asleep through a movie without the caveat of like, I was physically exhausted says a lot.
Or fucking stoned.
I was mildly annoyed by the film and its approach. And then just
Rhett's review of Knives Out. I was mildly annoyed.
Also, Michael Shannon's in this movie. Great fucking actor. Yeah. You don't use Michael Shannon in a supporting role to have a beard and act disappointed. That's all he fucking does.
Who's like Michael Shannon?
Michael Shannon fucking was in a movie called The Iceman. He was on Boardwalk Empire. He's Zod in fucking Man of Steel.
He looks like Frankenstein.
Okay.
He's the bad guy, so to speak, in Shape of Water. Did you see that?
No, dude. Shape of Water.
I haven't seen any of those movies that you mentioned. I'm like,
I saw motherfucking Frozen 2.
All right, next.
Okay.
I don't even care about that.
I rewatched Inception.
Okay.
And it's coming up on its 10-year anniversary next year, and that movie is
still good.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next. I had forgotten, like, Christopher Nolan does some interesting stuff with that movie. There's no good guys in the movie, meaning like you have a protagonist. These guys are thieves.
Yeah, they're into heist.
It's corporate espionage. Like, and I'm on their side. Like, yes, yeah, steal that motherfucker's shit. And like, yeah, fucking implant that motherfucker with that fake ass shit. Like, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
It's like fake ass shit. It's interesting.
Hit that trick.
And then like the villain is Maul, like, but she's not the villain. That's his construct. So Cobb, the protagonist, is
Cobb.
Which is DiCaprio's character. He's the closest thing to a fucking villain in the whole movie.
Yeah.
He's the one causing all the problems.
Bunch of sleepy ass bitches, I'll tell you what.
Which I like.
Dreaming ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's right. And did you guys ever see a movie called Best in Show?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
No. That fucking movie's hilarious. Because
I might have seen that.
You would know. It's the Waiting for Guffman. No,
I feel like I've seen
Spinal Tap.
It's a mockumentary. The guy did Spinal Tap, and yeah.
And it's about a dog show.
They go to the dog show,
and then doesn't some guy like try to enter his cat in the show?
No, there's no cat.
I might be thinking of like some other skit, but I think I've seen that.
And then what's the bluegrass one? A Mighty Wind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mighty Wind is fucking fantastic,
yeah,
dude.
That's, I had mentioned when we did Hell House LLC that I didn't like the mockumentary thing format, really, except for comedy. And it's if you haven't seen that movie, and if you love dogs, that movie's holding up pretty nicely. Dark Waters. It's the one with Mark Ruffalo, and that's about the DuPont fucking scandal with Teflon. Did you guys see the trailer for that?
No.
Well, it's a really good fucking movie. Todd Haynes directs it, and Mark Ruffalo's in it. And this shit with fucking Teflon, wow.
D.O.W.
Yeah, that motherfucker didn't think Newfound Glory was pop punk.
Dude. Nah, that's all right.
All right.
I'd highly recommend that fucking movie. Oh, Rick and Morty season 4.
Don't care.
Skip.
Well, there's people who do care.
Yeah. You know what? I don't care about those people.
All those Szechuan sauce. Yeah,
hear that? No, you hear that, Shane?
Off the air.
Shane! I don't fucking care, Shane.
Well, they already know it's fucking great. I think it's better. Each season is better than the fucking last.
Pass.
Great.
I didn't watch all of it, but I watched the first 3 episodes. What else did I watch? That's it.
All right, cool.
Frozen 2. No, I'm just kidding.
I rewatched Ready or Not with Wifey last night.
So good.
So good. I forgot how fun that movie
had
was.
Had she seen it before?
She had not.
So what did she think?
She loved it.
Okay.
I think she was a little bit bored in the middle. I was consciously like watching her phone. I was like, oh, you're on your phone. You're bored. So, but I still, that movie is super duper fun.
What did you say? What was the name of this film?
Ready or Not?
Oh, that movie's cool. I didn't hear you at the beginning.
I was like, you know that trick, or I almost said that trick or treat.
And
one.
I did listen to, Stephen King's latest novel called The Institute. It's weird.
Imagine that.
It's good. It's good, and it actually didn't end terribly.
Doesn't sound very good.
I think it's a little apey.
I love that with Stephen King, you have to like clarify that it didn't end terribly.
Well, because he can't end a story. And so I would recommend it if you liked the series the Passage series by Justin Cronin. It's kind of similar to that, where there's a bunch of kids in sort of like an institute type setting. It's weird. It's definitely not horror. It's the least horror thing that Stephen King has put out in quite some time. So,
okay.
But still, it's a fun read or / listen. So anywho, any news? No.
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
We can skip it. I mean, we got plenty of pre.
Oh, I got a piece of news. Amazon just sent me an email, and the Fanatic will be delivered on December 10th. So if you pre-order it now, you can have it on release day.
Big motherfucking
$12.99, people.
Huge news.
Yeah. Get that shit for Christmas. You know what? Maybe we should just send copies of that to Patreon for Christmas.
We need a petition for the Fanatic 2.
Yeah. Ooh. Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo.
Hey, poppycock.
The upcoming Black Christmas. Blumhouse is at a
PG-13.
PG-13 rating, and apparently it is a very feminist take.
On but wasn't the first one very feminist?
I think so.
I mean, like...
Well, we'll see. Can you imagine, though? What if it's fucking good?
I mean,
I cannot imagine.
The original was great. Did we watch
I've never seen any version of this
movie. I don't remember if I liked the remake or not. I mean, I guess I don't remember it, so I didn't like it all that much.
I don't know, dude.
But what do you mean by, like, feminist? Like, Saskia feminist? Or
the
like,
director, who is a woman, she's a female carbon-based life form.
See, said, you know, people throw that fucking term around, and, like, I don't think anybody really knows what it means anymore.
What,
I mean,
female?
Like, no, yes.
carbon-based?
Yeah. Feminism, you know? Because a lot of people are like, it just means that girls kick ass and... No, I mean, like, there's a lot of people that misunderstand what feminism means.
No, you're right, because there's all these types of feminism now. Like, anything. And everything becomes very specialized with enough time.
And how is this movie going to be a feminist take on this movie? Like, are they just going to say, like, women are equal to men and we deserve to be treated equally? No, that's not what they're saying. It's going to be like, rah, rah, women kick ass. Well,
I have a couple trans friends. They're longtime friends that made that conversion over the years. They're, for instance, they don't like... what the fuck was the big one that got all the publicity? I can't think of the name right now.
Not one of the Saskia films. No, that's like for
the,
sure.
The one, the biggest trans person in the world.
Oh, what's her? The Kardashian one.
Not the Kardashian.
RuPaul?
No. Jenner.
Yeah, the Kardashian one.
I don't fucking know. Caitlyn Jenner.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
and
they don't like her because...
Wait, is RuPaul's not considered trans? Is she just a crosser?
RuPaul is a... She is... She's not transgender. She's transsexual.
She's different.
Or but he is.
Yeah, because they. She's.
He's a transvestite. He's a transvestite. Okay, that's what RuPaul is.
It's still. They still. That's easier. Way easier. So they still appear as the male version
RuPaul
of themselves.
RuPaul as a male is gay.
Mm.
And he is happens to dress in trans.
Okay.
Clothes.
That doesn't mean he identifies as a woman per se.
Correct.
Right.
He identifies as a gay man. Okay. I believe.
Gotcha.
Don't fucking come at me.
Because when you said the most, most famous trans, I was like, well, RuPaul is way more famous.
He's not all the recent notoriety.
Yeah, he's not trans.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's gone because it's a celebrity and high profile celebrity. It's helped normalize it. But anyway, my friends, both of them are. I hate that bitch. I'm like, what? Like, why? And they're like, well, she's just a entitled white bitch. And she, you know, she doesn't know. And then it's like, wow. So that's
she hasn't had to struggle.
She hasn't had to struggle. She's not a minority. She's not lower income. And so it's like, wow. When you think of that issue and being lower income and a minority. And then so, yeah, there's all these splinter groups.
You want to add another faction? Alia would kill me if I didn't mention this. There's this woman... YouTuber that Ali has been watching, Steph Santji. I think it's like S-A-N-T-J-I, something like that. You just start typing that, you'll find it. She has a genetic birth disorder. She's male to female trans, grew up in a small town, all this other stuff, like had all these problems, and like her videos are like really inspirational. So like check out her videos.
Did she change her D to the V?
Not yet, but she's planning on it.
Do-do-do.
They call it like SRS. I'm like, what's SRS? And it's sexual reassignment surgery.
Are y'all fans of RoboCop?
I am unversed in RoboCop.
You didn't see? You would like that because it's gory.
I mean,
as fuck.
I've seen the original when I was like 6, 7, something like that. RoboCop like I remember RoboCop getting all blasted up before he became RoboCop.
That's fucking great.
But I have not seen it. In a time that
well, that's Steph Sanjati. She's got there that weird go. Like eye thing.
Yeah.
I
forgot what her
weird eye
her
thing,
symptom is called.
Yeah, look at you, man.
Syndrome is called.
But fine as fuck though. They're remaking RoboCop again.
Yeah, didn't they just do that like 5 years ago?
And it was not fucking good. And it was like, here's the thing, RoboCop. There are things where I'm like open-minded about remakes because who knows, it might be good. I hope it's good. That's not the fucking point. Like RoboCop is so specific to the director and its tone and Paul Verhoeven, that it's like, wow, especially the last one they did was PG-13. It's just like, you are completely misunderstanding.
Yeah, you missed the point.
RoboCop.
And there's certain movies that can't be like remade. Like if you remade Bloodsport, like there's no way it would be good.
Well, Bloodsport, wow.
Bloodsport is fucking great.
Is that the one with the coconuts on his chest or is that Kickboxer? That dude drops fucking coconuts on Van Damme's chest. It's tight.
I think that's Kickboxer.
It's hard to distinguish those two.
Yeah, they're basically the same fucking movie.
But yeah, the guy who directed Little Monsters is doing
Which it. Little Monsters?
The we one we just watched. Now.
Okay.
And that's highly comedic, but so anyway, fucking that shit's a mistake in my opinion.
I mean, he did get some pretty good gore in to a basically children's zombie comedy. Sure.
No, I mean, when you see RoboCop, it's not just the gore. I mean, it's a well-done film. It's got really dramatic chops. It's got great production design and it's satire. There's a shitload of fucking, it's one of the best satires, honestly, I'll go say ever made. Honestly, wouldn't you say so? It's probably the best satire of the 80s.
Yeah, I agree.
About the 80s.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. And Paul Verhoeven, for those who don't, he did Total Recall. He did fucking, well, later on, he did Basic Instinct.
I can't believe you haven't seen RoboCop, dude. Like that, I mean.
Cthulhu Christ is a huge fan of that one, and rightfully so.
That's like.
Dude, I didn't watch a bunch of action movies growing up. It just wasn't my thing.
It's not even an action movie, dude. He's a slow-ass robot.
I mean, but like,
there's a trinity of sci-fi action slash horror almost, and that would be, for me, it's Alien. Well, it's not actually, it's a quadrilogy. It's the Terminator, Aliens, Predator, and RoboCop. Those fucking four are like on equal footing to me.
Yeah.
For different reasons, but some similar reasons.
I mean, I've seen Predator and I've seen
Terminator.
I've seen Terminator
and you thought Aliens was fucking boring.
It is. It's so goddamn boring.
I can't do this.
Is not bad. Aliens is fucking boring.
God, see, that's weird because of the two.
Aliens is more crowd-pleasing.
For me, it's just more generic.
Because he's talking about the first hour. It builds it up for a while.
But you say generic, but it...
It okay, wasn't generic. It is now. Well, I didn't even... Yeah. I wouldn't even say that. It was influential.
I will direct you to episode 200 to hear my thoughts on Alien.
Rumor, Resident Evil Remake 3 releasing 2020?
Probably.
I hope so, dude. I fucking hope so. I really, really enjoyed the Resident Evil 2 remake. And I really want to play Resident Evil 3 again. I really want Silent Hill 2, 1, 2, and 3 remade, but that's not going to happen. And before you come at me with that bullshit about like they remade it years ago, the sound is fucking terrible. It's not the same game.
Eat a dick.
And that's all
right.
It.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about The Gallows 2, Act 2.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Get it because it's a play.
Get ready for that. Get ready for that. That'll be fun.
Get ready. Are you ready? Oh, yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
Guess what?
What's up, dude?
We're back.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit.
Hey there.
Oh, hey, buddies.
How you been?
There it is.
Yeah. Hey, Matt.
Are we good?
What's up with the Patreon, homie?
Patreon.com is good. Patreon.com is also full of people who love this stupid fucking show so much that they want to help us continue doing it. And you know what? Some of them are getting hoodies for Christmas.
Yay! Big old box of hoodies. They're all good people.
The rest of them get cool stuff like exclusive content, bonus episodes like the Martyrs episode we just recorded. So that's coming out.
Yeah.
You get all kinds of other cool stuff, but you also get the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping three, sometimes four stupid idiots do something that they kind of like. Go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and you can be one of the good people that helps the dumb people.
You can yeet some of your money into our wallets.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Throw it with excessive force into
that's
my wallet.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Do it. Do it, man. Just go.
By popular demand.
The Who Goes Our Podcast watched 2019's The Gallows Act 2, directed by Travis Clough and Chris Loafing.
He sure is a cluffing loaf.
Both of those two fucks. Starring Emma Horvath, Chris Milligan,
Horvath.
Oh, Horvath.
Horvath.
Oh, I heard Horvath. I'm like, yeah.
Farlardu. Pfeiffer Brown.
Farlardu. Who is Brittany Farlardu?
She was Lisa Rue.
Oh, she looks like a Farlardu.
Erica Miranda, DeAndre Pierre. Scott as DeAndre John Pierre.
Man, there's some. This is Canadian.
Hono, I think it is Canadian.
Hono Kota, Jenner DeSalva, Dennis Hurley, who is that white haired fuck?
The fucking teacher? The albino mother? Fucking powder?
powder with hair.
I was like, why did they let this poor guy come on screen looking like this?
Damn, it was so bad.
Matt Smith, what'd you think of.
Start with him.
Rhett Smith. What'd you think of the gallows? Two.
This is the best part.
You decided to watch The Gallows Act 2 without having seen The Gallows Act 1.
And then when this was brought up via text, I'm like, hey, it's not like it's Back to the Future 2. As it turns out, not having the context makes this even worse. Because I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Okay, so. I'll just get this right out of the way. This has one of the worst intros to any movie I've ever fucking seen. When there's a swing set and the fucking chain fucking pops out.
Well, see, that's the thing. You missed.
I don't need to know the context.
That's what we're talking about.
I get that there's a context I don't know. That doesn't make it better.
Wait, that wasn't even the intro.
That was the first 5 minutes of this bitch.
No, the first five the minutes first were fi- in the basement.
When
I mean is before they show the fucking title
card. The second intro.
The title card comes after the fucking
okay, I get what you mean by intro now. Yeah,
that's what I mean. The intro is pre-title card.
That's the thing, dude. In the first gallows, that shit happened a lot. Like people would look away, and then you'd look back, and they would be tied up in chains and shit.
I know I gotta watch. But this is the worst by some measure. I would say this is the worst fucking movie I've seen this year. I don't know. Fuck Hell House. Honestly, I did not like Hell House 3. And fucking La Llorona is a soulless garbage. But I mean, La Llorona is on a different level.
I love that he keeps pulling La Llorona back. And I'm like, that was this year. Like, that feels like 3 years ago to me at this point.
Because I really hate what La Llorona stands for. But it's much more, it's much better done than this movie. Much better executed than this fucking movie. Like, La Llorona looks like fucking Citizen Kane compared to this movie.
Wow.
But yeah, this is fucking, fuck this movie. No, but it's also, and I don't think it's just because I didn't see the first movie. It's fucking borderline incoherent at times. Like, there's fucking shit where she's looking at the computer and then like fucking, and then she goes into another room. And then there's the dialogue, the line delivery. I thought that fucking the lead.
I have so many of my notes that have quotes around them because of shit that was said.
Yeah. All right, dude, Matt.
I'm good.
Okay, we'll get there. Matt.
He's like, I kind of liked it. For as bad as this movie was, it was significantly better than the first Gallows.
That's fucked up.
I do appreciate that there was significantly less found footage, camera, phone camera shit in this. That being said, it's shit. It's total shit.
You can't say that this was better than the first one. This is worse.
No, I think this is better than the first one. Honestly, like with the only exception being that the first one felt like at least a somewhat original premise compared to this one. This one feels like a much more by the numbers Blumhouse style horror film.
They converted the concept into a shitty possession movie.
Exactly. Well, and is it even a fucking possession movie? Because we'll get to the end, but like it makes no fucking sense. Like,
I'm glad I didn't miss context.
Honestly, dude, like they explain what little context you don't even need any fucking context, to be honest, but like the little bit of context that the original would provide is explained in like the little bits of flashbacks.
Yeah.
But like the ending completely negates anything that happens in the movie because none of it makes fucking sense. All of the fucking teenagers look like they're 40. Except for Dollar Store Hillary Swank, who looks like she could be maybe a high school student. They kept showing.
She's arguably more good looking than Hillary Swank.
I'd say she's better looking than Hillary Swank.
I mean,
in fact, I thought you were going to both come to her defense about, like, you know,
You know what I mean? Being attractive?
That's right.
I'm not into that's that white girl thing I'm not into, but that's a different thing. Why?
You betray our people, dude.
Why did they show so much attention?
Our numbers are dwindling, dude. There's going to be more Mexicans in America by 2030 than white people, dude.
And I'm already muddying up your race, dude.
Yeah, dude. Me too. And then I married a Mexican, too, but we're not having any babies, so it stops with us. What?
Well, anywho, I hated this movie. This movie's fucking full.
Why did they keep showing so much attention to Cade's friend when he served no purpose in the movie at all? Like, they even showed him watching them, like, with a sinister look on his face. Maybe he's part of the fucking group.
I think he was part of the...
He wasn't. I looked for him because I thought he was going to be that dude at the end, the one dude.
So to people that have not seen the first Gallows, the idea that they've set up is that there's this play that when performed causes a curse to the performers.
It's a cursed play.
Yeah, see, I got that.
Well, it's because the guy who was originally supposed to play...
awful fucking premise.
Well, the guy who was originally supposed to play the peasant in the play didn't, for whatever reason. I forgot why.
He was sick or something.
So some guy steps up to do the role because he's the understudy. The prop malfunction, he actually gets hung. So then his daughter, like, puts on the play again and then, like, to honor her dad, but, like, call forth his spirit and blah, blah, blah. But you don't find that out until the very twist at the end. Yeah. It's like the movie's over and then it's like, oh, wait, hold on. Here's another, like, minute after we finish.
So, you know, the girl in the mental institution at the middle two thirds.
Mm-hmm.
She's the girl in the first
movie. From the previous film. I figured that out.
Yeah, you picked that up. That very.
We're supposed to know who this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's her dad who got killed in the original play. Mm. So he's the one who's supposed to. He's Charlie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. That whole Charlie thing. What the fuck was that? Dude, you got the gallows going on in here? Or what?
See, and I. Dude, and Charlie became a lot more fucking Laura Barnes in this, too.
He did.
That motherfucker got on YouTube. He started editing shit because there was, like, she's, like, filming and there's, like, nothing that happens with her nightstand. And then she goes back and watches the video later and the nightstand moves. And it's like, yo, Charlie, you edit that shit in there, dog? But
that's the thing, too. The thing that really fucking pisses me off about this shit is that they were, like, at the end, they give you this whole bit where it's, like, is it supernatural or isn't it?
No, it's like they made up the movie as they went along.
Look at this. There was five questions that came just from the end, like the very end.
You mentioned it way at the beginning too. Even the way the movie's presented, you said you appreciate they did less of the phone shit.
Yeah.
So the movie, even with that, it's inconsistent. It starts with like footage from the phone and then it stops. And then it's like they said, you know what? Let's not do the phone, but keep that scene because we already spent money on the fucking shit. And then they're like,
well, because they have to convey that like this thing had happened somewhere else. And it's like, oh, how else would you do it unless, you know, somebody recorded it? Because if somebody doesn't record it and it doesn't get posted online, it didn't happen.
But no, but then it ditches that.
Yeah.
And it ditches that entirely.
Yeah, big time.
And then it's like, oh, it's a possession thing. And then it's like, oh, she's going nuts. And then it's like, oh, it's a fucking cult group. And it's like, it just changed its mind over and over again. And they said, oh, well, as long as it's like ambiguous and we don't know what's what, that's fine. It's like literally they changed their mind mid-filming.
Well, see, and then even when they introduced the cult at the end, it's like, okay, well, the cult would have to speak to this supernatural entity because there is 1,000% something supernatural going on there.
Yeah.
It's already been established that there's something supernatural going on in the first one.
Yeah.
So this cult clearly communicates with the ghost of Charlie because those girls even said, that's so cool that he picked you. And I'm like, okay, now you're stealing the Slender Man mythos. Like, what the fuck is happening in this movie?
It's an
incomprehensible mess. I mean, you literally have parts of this movie that.
Did this get a theatrical release?
No, I hope not. I fucking hope not.
It might have for a moment, but it's mind-bogglingly bad how it's just a disaster.
Making like the idea that this is just its biggest ambition in life is to approximate a horrible theater ready Blumhouse film, like one of the lower tier Blumhouse movies. Like that's what it's trying. You can feel it really trying to be just a regular, generically bad Blumhouse movie. And it is light years from that.
Like, light years worse.
Can't fucking get there. Like La Llorona, as stupid as it is, was not incoherent. Well, yeah, that beginning was fucking bad.
Yeah.
When they fucking, they didn't even explain how it started very well. But anyway, you get where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And these actors, like you said, like they fucking look 40. And there's a lot of dialogue scene where it's like, Anna, you know? Oh, and then there's like a lot of like laughing like that. Like, I love that shit. I love like when they don't have like clear dialogue and they're just supposed to like, well, the director's like, well, this is what you're supposed to convey here. So guys, just, you know, just ad lib it.
Just do it, dude. Just laugh. If you feel like laughing, just do it.
Means like, it's nice to meet you. Like, why?
Doug, because when people text, they always put lol. So that's LOL. Like the spoken equivalent of
lols.
Of lol. Like, you know, it probably in the script says like, hi, Anna, lol.
Yeah.
Lols.
Probably.
It's on his phone. You know what the wackiest thing?
Texting on the script.
The wackiest thing about this shit is that it really calls back a lot of the original movie without really like giving you any context for any of it. It's strange because they do this Charlie challenge. You're like, where the fuck did this Charlie thing come from? It's just an inorganic, goofy bullshit mess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They don't explain like what the Charlie challenge is or why it's there, but also they had the very beginning scene where the kid's doing the thing with the pencils. Like they say it's a Mexican ghost named Charlie, like that whole thing.
Carlos.
And then they introduce the Charlie challenge, which I don't know why. I thought something that like drew Charlie forward was when you said like his full actual name or like.
Who knows, dude? The way to conjure Charlie is just to like think about the play, apparently.
I mean, and see, that's the other thing I don't get is, do you have to start reading the play? Is this the fucking Bye-Bye Man?
They
is
don't
like
get it either.
The more that you remember the play, the stronger Charlie becomes. And also, do libraries fucking carry play plays?
So first off, if they did, you better damn well believe they'd be cataloged instead of the librarian go, I don't know, somewhere down there, probably look through there. Them, see what happens.
And like, I'm pretty sure The Gallows was like a high school play, like not a big production play. And why didn't bitch fucking take the playbill or the script back to the library? Like, oh, this shit's weird. Let me put it back.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Well, because by then it had already gotten her.
It does. Whatever. And
it does. It does this weird thing too, where it's like criticizing YouTube culture, you know, for.
Oh, God. See, that's what it's trying to do. It fails at everything it tries to do.
It's wanting to
make a comment.
Denigrate, you know, YouTube culture and creators or whatever. Yep. Where she's like, oh, God, I got to do it for my fucking viewers. And it's like.
My fans, all 200 of them, 199. Also, like, I really wish they would have addressed the fact that, like, once she started getting, like, 500,000 views and reaching 100,000 subscribers, she would have been making bank and been like, you know what, Lisa, I don't need you and your fucking negative attitude. I'm going to take my YouTube money. I'm going to fucking get a place of my own. I'm going to dip. Me and Charlie, we're going to hang out.
And that whole relationship, too, was so fucking weird.
I didn't know who that was for the longest time.
No, it's her sister.
It's her sister.
She's living with, right?
Like, one of my first notes is, who is this lady and why is she so bummed she doesn't want to hang out?
Oh, yeah, that's what she says. Treat me like a stepsister all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I figured that's supposed to be her sister. Fucking great.
After a while, I thought it was her mom.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, why does she keep calling her mom Lisa?
It was like her aunt or something,
and then I finally made the connection before Lisa was like, I just talked to mom.
And the other wild shit is too, is that like the way they portray the relationship, it's like the parents are dead. Because I was like, why is she, okay, she's moving out from wherever she is. And then she says Lisa. And we're like, okay, Lisa, whoever that is, she's moving from wherever she is to another city to go to a high school that is like a drama high school.
Yeah. Which like the impact she wants to make is being, okay, as somebody who is currently enrolled in a drama class, there is a huge difference between like drama for plays and then like TV and film acting. So the fact that she wants to make an impact on the world by doing plays makes zero
sense. And also the idea that a scout for like Juilliard would be at this fucking high school and she does one monologue
in
and he's
the
like,
middle of
how about
nowhere.
How about a full ride?
I knew that would come up because you see that this teacher has connections, which is why he's a high school teacher.
Right.
He has connections.
Right.
It turns into Black Swan all of a sudden. Like she's in the premiere ballet and shit. You know, it's like, you know, I'm like, God damn. But then, that's when they had that dude lurking in the background. He's like, hey. Yeah.
Which, this isn't going to make sense to anybody but you, but did you think that teacher looked like a mix of Shane and Ted?
Jesus. He looked like fucking that dude from the Trailer Park Boys.
Bubbles. I have it right in my notes. Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
He looks like Bubbles mixed with the glasses guy from X-Files.
My glasses.
The Wild Stallions or whatever the fuck they were called.
What were they called?
I see what you're saying. Those dudes.
Those dudes.
The Lone Gunman?
The Lone Gunman?
Was that who they were?
No, that Lone Gunman is from fucking Airheads.
The Brothers Without Banners.
No, that was the Lone Rangers.
The Lone Rangers.
Yeah, there's three of you. You're not exactly lone. Yeah.
I forgot what those X-Files dudes
were called. They had their own TV show for a while.
Was it the Lone Rangers?
They did have a fucking
I think
show.
It was the Lone... No, it wasn't the Lone Gunman. Fuck, that's going to drive
compelling.
Me... That's going to drive me crazy now.
I had texted you guys this, but it needs to be mentioned, I think. It says, that moment when you're trying to talk someone out of suicide online and your laptop dies.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking great.
I had no idea what you meant when you said that, and I was like... Is this a meme?
Did this
happen
to him?
Should I say something?
I thought you were in the middle of something. You were on the phone call.
It's from the movie, obviously. So like now you guys get it. So she's trying to, that girl's going to kill herself online by hanging herself because, you know, the gallows. That's why, you get it? Because the gallows. And do you see how they have that knot on the fan too?
The what?
The knot, like for the fucking noose on the
fan. Oh yeah, I put on like, here. Fans are not good for hanging yourself.
No, you would instantly fall.
It's fucking ridiculous, dude. But
stupid.
So then she's talking. She messages her, and so she like gets out of the noose and goes and starts messaging her back.
Yeah, she's like.
And then her laptop dies.
I got a message. Also, does YouTube have chat?
I think if you're a creator, there's messaging, but I don't know about chat.
Yeah, because like she's getting chat messages through her chat. Like, because I know like if somebody comments on one of our posts, we'll get an email.
Yeah,
but that's because we signed up for it. But like, we never get a chat message. Like, I don't think that they have chat on YouTube.
No idea.
I just love how they pump that scene for suspense because she's like, no. Her laptop's fucking dead. And so then, like, you come back and the chick's dead. The chick's dead. So then it made me think, like, you know when you text someone and you don't get a text back?
Yeah.
Like, it's a little severe if you
when you get all obsessed and you're like, what the fuck, dude?
No, I've done that too. I think we've all been there. But
my time is important.
Motherfuckers, I'm just going to hang myself. If you don't text me back in 5 fucking minutes,
I'm dead.
The gallows. It's your fucking fault for not fucking charging your laptop.
And then she she steals a charger from that other.
She just yanked it. She comes over. She's like, I need this. And that girl goes, hey, that's mine. The girl didn't even bother getting out of her fucking seat. She's like,
oh, I guess this is my life.
This is my life now. Oh, hey, librarian. She stole my chargers. Said somebody's gonna kill themselves.
They what?
And then that motherfucker's on the walk.
Yeah, someone's gonna kill themselves unless I steal your fucking laptop charger.
And then her fucking boyfriend's fucking
Dollar Store Zac Efron.
The genius idea was to take her to the fucking mental institution to see what's her face. And it's like, what the fuck?
There's a whole lot.
It's a mess.
Now I'm starting to like it. That was a good.
The really funny thing is the acting that she did when she was doing her monologue is so much better than her acting in the actual movie.
Yeah.
And like, as she was doing that monologue, I even wrote in here, damn, that's a good monologue. I might use that. Like,
what did she say? I got it.
Dude.
Sorrow, torment, pain, fear. With every breath, dost thou know such malevolent anguish?
That's a fucking good monologue. Like, when you stretch it out and get the whole thing.
Woo!
I was like, man, I might use that. That's like
gonna gallows
that
movie yourself, she's dude. Watching on the shitter that she got it from.
Oh, dude, that movie was
that movie. There was like
80s.
Tight.
There was like 80s synth music in there with like Days of Our Lives
they were
acting
trying to do like Labyrinth or something.
And the other thing
that
too,
shit was fucking. The other thing I want to see that.
I didn't understand why that movie.
And is that because
is it they had mom in there?
No,
nope,
they just had that thing about your inner strength coming from inside, and with all of her family and everybody around her telling her whole life, you can't do this. You're not good enough. Your dreams are stupid. Like, you're not strong enough. Oh, my strength comes from inside. So it's just her mantra, and that's where she found it. She's kept it, treasured
well,
it all this time.
The idea that her family would be like, well, you know, your
her family
acting
are
thing,
fucking dicks.
Her acting, that's bullshit. But let's let the sister fucking make dresses. Like, yeah. I don't, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. You know why? It's because the sister is the blonde pretty one. It's like, you know, those dark hair girls, nah, they gotta go. Mm,
they gots to go.
Which is not true. Blonde girls, there's the door. Brunettes, come here. I'll keep you company.
Hmm. The last line, you said is economy Efron. He fucking looks.
Yeah, dude. Dollar store Luke Wilson, dollar store Zac Efron.
This is Almost Famous 99, and I hope you've enjoyed Perfect Charlie Challenge. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
See, so the Charlie Challenge, what is the Charlie Challenge?
Like, you could, like, play Mad Libs and not get a sentence that
the way
up.
You win...
You have to get a willing sacrifice.
You have to get a willing sacrifice. So...
Dude, don't act like you understand.
So who got the willing sacrifice? Did she complete the Charlie Challenge? Or did they, the group, call Charlie forward, sick him on her, and then they got her to willingly sacrifice, so they won?
Well, so now, see, so now it's really strange because now she's got her own open-ended Charlie Challenge. They've got theirs. So did her killing herself satisfy both?
Oh, maybe since they put it on YouTube, it's like Truth or Dare, where now everybody has to Charlie Challenge.
I'm going to Charlie Challenge myself after fucking watching this movie, dude.
yeah, there you go.
Make sure not to use the ceiling fan, dude. Like, that shit's going to break.
You're too fat for that.
Dude.
Yeah, because then also they'll have to pay for a new fan after you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's dude, fucked up.
I did like that at least her mom watched her YouTube videos. I thought that was nice.
Well,
because her mom called her sister and was like, yo, did you see her video?
The crazy thing about that is that like she puts up two videos. Okay. And her mom and her sister have this conversation about like, it's affecting her life. Bitch, she's made two videos. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, she's done a bunch of videos before about like, you know.
She was just vlogging.
I don't get why they weren't supportive, you know, because she'd done a bunch of videos before about her life in general and none of them like really gave a shit. And they all had like 130 views or something. And then she did these Charlie challenges, did two videos, got over 500,000 views. So it's like, oh, she's finally realizing her dream. And they're like, no, this isn't safe.
This is where it ends.
Something wrong with her.
That's right.
I'm looking up that website, sneakyhangman.com. I forgot to do that before I came over here.
Is it actually a thing?
I don't know. I want to find out. Nope. It doesn't work. You know what? You done fucked up. Wait, does it tell me my IP? It says your IP address is, and then it tells me my IP address when I go to Sneaky Hangman. That's fucking sneaky.
That's creepy.
You know, because like...
You just started the Charlie Challenge, dude.
I guess I did.
Fucking gallows, dude. You can make fun of it all you want, but the shit fucking...
They just got me. That's the thing, is they made the fucking website and they fucking infected me.
Got him.
Like, that's right. But you know what? They missed a fucking huge opportunity there. Like, especially if your movie's not going to get a theatrical
especially.
Release.
Especially.
If you're going to want... The did I say especially?
You did.
It's my mom's dialect. It pops up all the time. But like, if you're not gonna get a widespread release, and you're gonna want word of mouth to be positive, and you're gonna show a website called sneakyhangman.com that's got all the history of Charlie and all this other shit, why would you not create the actual fucking website? Because like, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, okay, I need to go on there and I want to see some of this like research. Maybe it'll tell me what the Charlie Challenge is. But there's no fucking website.
No, I mean, clearly they don't have the budget for that, dude.
Dude, Squarespace.com, you can build a cheap, easy to build, affordable website.
They don't advertise
they
here.
Do this. They can't do this.
We can totally hope that they would.
Why don't we
but
build a website?
With Squarespace, it's cheap and easy to build a website.
What the fuck? You're giving them free money right now.
Buy SneakyHangman.com and make it on Squarespace.
We should buy Sneaky Hangman and make it redirect to Who Goes There.
I wonder if we can. That'd be great.
Of course we can.
I mean, like, I wonder if it's for sale. Because it's already telling me what my IP is, so maybe somebody owns it.
Mm.
Maybe well, look, really, we should buy really Sneaky Hangman. That'd be great.
Charlie owns it.
I think the movie's so bad that it's easy to skim over this stuff. Like, okay, as a horror film, like this shit is not scary. Like, ever does it come close to anything resembling.
Oh, you dude, the jump scares didn't get you? Those chains, dude?
My God, dude. And also, like, this is the thing. I know I didn't see the first one, but, like, the idea of being
spooked. You did not miss anything.
Well, the idea of being spooked out by, like, oh, nooses. Like, oh, my God, dude. Like, people get fucking brutally murdered in horror movies a lot. Like, dude, like, fucking hanging. Like, I'm supposed to be fucking, like worried. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they took the concept of a hangman and made him a wussy.
And then, like, dude, and the movie is that
stupid as it fuck was every time they showed him.
The 45-minute mark, and one person, I believe, the guy at the beginning died. Like, it was nothing. There was long patches of there ain't shit going on
nothing.
Here. Just, you know, there's nothing fucking happening.
I did like the way that kid corpse on the swing set looked. I mean, that's if I'm trying to find a positive when I saw that, that's why I was like, oh, I should start taking notes because I do like silhouettes. That was pretty much the only thing, because every time they showed the hangman, he was CG and he was like lunging out of the computer screen.
Yeah, dude, that
and
was
I'm
wild.
Like, that is the stupidest looking shit I've ever seen.
This isn't if I'm a teenager. Nope. This doesn't appeal to me. I don't know. I mean,
fuck no.
I mean, maybe it does. I don't know.
Maybe only if they thought the guy was cute or they think the girl's cute or they are maybe like 80 IQ and like Down syndrome. Wow. but
Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. I didn't mean anything against Down syndrome people, except that they probably, you know, they probably don't have the best taste in movies. But then again,
I mean, maybe they would go see Frozen 2. I don't know.
Frozen 2 would fucking entertain the fuck out of anyone, by the way. You guys like Taylor Swift, but not Frozen?
Hey, Rhett, let it go. Let it go.
I'll let it go.
He's not.
Yeah. I am. I do identify with Elsa, by the way. I do. But more
so. You identify as a snow princess?
Yes.
He didn't say he identifies as Elsa.
Yeah, not almost. But Olaf. Olaf is more. I identify as Olaf. For sure.
You know, there was so little going on in this movie that was worth remembering that I started noticing. Like, did you think that the girl that came up and took the selfie looked an awful lot like the girl who actually committed the Slenderman murders?
I don't. The 12-year-old. I don't even remember it.
Yeah. Dude, Slenderman. Identical. Slenderman.
Slenderman
popped in my head, and I didn't know why.
R.A. Slenderman, because this movie reeks of Slenderman.
It's just not as good as Slenderman.
It's got the Slenderman stink all over it.
Yep. Also, another thing that I noticed that Cade's parents, his dad's name is Ron Simmons, who's also a very famous wrestler.
Ron
just wanted
Swanson.
To throw that out.
You know,
there.
You know the thing that kind of bugged me even more was that because the Gallows came out before. God damn it! What's the movie with the computers and it's all
Unfriended.
That this you know the Gallows came out before.
See, it turned into that
Unfriended.
Uh-huh.
Right. So the directors of the Gallows were like, you know what, dude?
Let's do that.
That movie's better.
Let's do Hereditary. Let's do Slenderman. Let's do the fucking Unfriended. Yep.
If we just steal from so many movies, everybody will think it's original.
Make it a cult.
Because I did have the thought that it felt awful, awful Unfriended. I even put right here, he affects mind, vision, objects, and YouTube. He's the new Laura Barnes.
He's the new Lola Barnes.
He haunts YouTube.
Yeah.
Also, what did Cade's parents being actors have to do with anything? Was that just a filler scene? Because they're out to get ice cream. That motherfucker said ice cream.
Yeah. And,
I could not. I could
like
not.
Saying ice cream.
I could not find that gif from Half Baked where he's like asking. He's like, oh, that motherfucker said ice cream.
And Funyuns.
Yeah. So I was like, I was trying to find that gif. I couldn't. But like, they're in the ice cream shop and they're like, the guy who said he went to school and was in productions with that guy's parents looked younger than fucking Dollar Store Zach Efron.
Yeah.
And his parents are, I guess, actors who went to the school and then they go meet his parents, which has nothing to do with anything. Yeah, I thought his parents would be in the cult or something later.
He takes her home to meet the parents and then they continue their date. It's the weirdest.
Yeah. It's like, here's my parents. Okay. Bye guys.
Now let's go fuck.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ooh, I thought they were gonna fuck in that treehouse. I'm like, yeah, dude, give her some wood in the treehouse.
That scene was fucking bonkers, dude.
I laughed so hard during that scene.
Yeah, at that scene, she had already been infected by the play.
Yep.
So they get into the treehouse and they start making out, and then she starts choking the guy, right? And he's telling her to stop, and then she snaps out of it, and she's choking.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, I really thought.
Wah.
I really thought when he was choking, he was gonna come.
I mean, I do.
And, right? And then, like, yeah, the floor falls out from under him, and he's hanging in the treehouse. I'm like, oh, she's gonna have a hard time explaining that.
Yep.
And then, like, she imagined the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I don't get when the ending
She's
shows
like,
up.
I want to go home right now.
If you're going to show me that there's a bunch of supernatural stuff happening, even like her false visions and all this other shit, it needs to be supernatural. Because at the end, they basically say, hey, this is all something physical. There is no supernatural fuckery going on here. But then none of the rest of the movie makes sense. I mean, none of the movie makes sense anyways, but none of the movie makes sense when you look at the ending.
I mean, unless they were doing the bit where they were like poisoning her or some shit, right? Where they're like, you know, giving her psychotropics or
something. But if
shit.
So, they never explain yeah, that. And so,
of
like,
of course.
So, you know, if we don't see it, it didn't fucking happen. Or if you don't tell us, we don't believe it happened.
That's right.
That's right.
That's fucking dumb. What else do I have in these stupid notes?
Nothing else.
Oh, dude. When, when her sister was like sewing and suddenly like started watching that weird fucking synth movie play thing.
That looks better than this movie.
Well, yeah. And then she like stabs herself. She goes into the kitchen and like Charlie is behind her or something. And then like the hand comes up, but it was like the little fucking hand from Scary Movie 2.
It's my little hand.
Yeah. Take the strong hand. Like it's just all like this tiny little weird
little rigor mortis
pretend hand. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then when Charlie's like standing silhouetted in the kitchen, it looks like he's wearing these fucking baggy cargo shorts. He's just got like this really weird,
just
like
some incel.
Yeah, dude. Cargo like shorts. Everything. So I did appreciate that, like in the house they had a bunch of mannequins. Like I know I didn't like that in Hell House 3 because like they were just kind of there and they never did anything. But in this, especially in that scene, I kept watching this one, like, I don't even know.
Oh, in the back right.
In the corner.
The,
and like
the plaid shirt.
Did you feel like it was, no. Like it was just like kind of a black shape that was like,
yeah.
Did you keep thinking it was moving? I'm like, that thing is definitely moving.
I thought it was
moving.
The kid from the beginning.
Which kid?
The kid who got.
With the swing set?
Yeah, with the swing set. I thought it was him the whole time.
See, I was like, that shape is moving. That's going to be a thing. They're making it move very subtly. And then like they weren't because she moves and then suddenly you just see Charlie in the hallway.
Whatever, dude. I mean,
I've had enough.
All right. Well, that's the guy.
Oh, dude. She Googled how to end the Charlie challenge.
She did.
That was pretty great. She's like, oh, man, like the internet would know. Right. Because if there's a supernatural entity, like the internet's going to know how to get rid of it.
What are we doing next?
I have no idea.
We discussed that once we stopped.
We have 3 days.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Oh, I thought that girl that was like hanging herself in that video was a fat Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Let's see.
You're just gonna go through your notes, like
yeah, yeah.
Where is Katie Holmes?
Her sister is a bitch and deserved what she got.
Wow.
That's right. You fucking get what you deserve.
Oh, dude. Did you think, like, when she found out, like, that they needed a willing sacrifice, and then she comes out and she fucking deletes her YouTube channel, did you feel like that was a sacrifice? Like, she's sacrificing her channel and her fame. Like, she's sacrificing what she's been working for all. That's the sacrifice the movie's going to end. And then they shoehorned, like, I wonder if that was the end of the movie, and then they fucking tested it and it did horribly, and then they shoehorned that cult
in the
end.
Cool if she fucking if that was the end, actually, if she it shows her deleting her YouTube
and that's it,
and then she starts crying, and then it goes to the credits.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God, can you imagine?
And then
your social media or YouTube account.
She couldn't even remember her monologue when people were like looking at their phones, like during class. But like when she's there up with a noose around her neck, she suddenly remembers the monologue because it's all about strength coming from within.
Yeah, dude.
Let's see.
You don't have to go through all of your notes.
I want to. Oh yeah. And then like I thought that the dude was gonna die, Zac Efron was gonna die too. And uh-huh. I wrote, lol, her sacrifice was in vain.
Yeah.
I wanted them both to die. And then the cult, and then I have like a bunch of questions after, but yeah, I'm already like,
all right. Well, that's it for the gallows. Let's flush those. This turd.
So definitely watch it. Definitely give it a watch.
I mean, I think if that's your style of movies where you like watching bad. Shitty movies, then buckle up.
This isn't even good like for a shitty movie. Like I definitely feel like it's better than the Gallows One. It's maybe not as done as well, but the movie as a whole is less unenjoyable.
You're like, it's less offensive.
Truth or Dare is 100 times more stylish and inventive than this movie.
And Truth or Dare at least has funny moments. Like, man, other than
awful.
Other than homeboy falling out of the tree, like nothing was funny in this shit.
No.
That shit, I'm sorry, it made me think of it. When they're on the roof in Truth or Dare and there's the car underneath and she's like getting, mm-hmm. you remember that shit?
She's making her drink
that
the whiskey.
Was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it. Episode 238.
Yep.
Down the Shitter.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a few days.
Fucking gallows, dude.
I can't believe they've done it.
I mean, like, none of us were as angry as we were on the last one. I thought about inviting Chris to do this, but I realized he probably wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do
it. And then, like, I don't even think he would have been mad about it. So, like, there you go.
All right. Catch you later, dummies.
Bye.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.